So yesterday, I did the recording in the morning rather than going out with the sailboat. And I rather questioned that, whether it was really the right thing to do. And I came to the conclusion that staying and doing my writing was really giving me more joy than if I would have went sailing. Now, ideally, both would be the best. And as it turns out, they came back early afternoon and decided to go out again. By that time, I had done all my work, my chores, and everything else. And I had all the time in the world to go along and go out. So I got both. So all in all, it was a perfect day. This morning, again, I did my experiencing the 3.6 million. And after a bit, it took quite a while. Probably all together, I worked at it for an hour. Still using the word worked rather than using the word play or something lighter. But anyway, it took a while, but I got a really good, strong feeling. One that sort of stayed with me. You know, it really hung in, it resonated through my whole body and brought me to a really happy feeling. And I was in an extremely good mood. And then all of a sudden, bang, it just switched over and I found myself quite grouchy and feeling down and a little bit depressed. But quite irritable. Now, that's a strange swing. Now, I know partially what's causing it. And, you know, I was looking at a piece of my life that I wasn't satisfied with. So, first thing in the morning, I'm looking at something that I really like and would enjoy and would enhance my life. Something that really gave me a joyous feeling throughout my whole body and my emotions, right? Then later on I looked at something that I was unsatisfied with. So there are two very opposing views there. And I think when you go to a really high, then if you focus on something that is on the low end, it's going to feel like a big swing towards the opposite side. It's like a pendulum, you know, I'm on the top side of the swing. Now, if I would have looked at something halfways, you know, something that's going very well, perhaps something that I would like to be better, and then I look at how it can be better, what it would be like if it was better, well, then the pendulum, in a sense, wouldn't really swing down to that other end. You see, it might swing halfways and then swing back up. I know a pendulum is not the most accurate way of describing it, but nevertheless, that's what I got at the moment. So, because I looked at something at the total opposite, I mean, I allowed the pendulum to swing way far to the other direction. Now, that in itself caused even more negative feelings in me, because there is such a big difference from where I was putting myself to then the second time where I was putting myself. In other words, I allowed myself to feel really, really good. Then I put myself in a totally opposite situation. And that's a huge, huge swing. And of course, that alone is going to cause some stirring in the emotions and, you know, probably some irritability and so forth. And at the same time, you also get a little irritable, at least I do, at myself for doing that to myself. Of course, at that moment, I don't really feel that. It's more like, you know, you're feeling down and and so forth, and all those feelings you have at the moment. Also, I think some of the mood swings again are coming from reaching higher. You know, it's like, because it's sort of like stepping up the ladder and going to a rung one step further than I've ever been. I mean, I'm really reaching to a greater happiness that I'm used to. And, you know, each time I get on the step and I feel it, and then I have to step back down to where I basically am, there's a bit of, you know, a little bit of grumpiness comes out, because I don't so much want to be anymore where I am. I want to go, you know, that step higher. Ideally, that's not the way to look at it, but in all honesty, that's kind of the way I am. And I think a lot of people have that same issue, and we think that things are not working because of that mood swing we get in there. We think we're not doing things the right way because we go, well, that shouldn't be happening, so maybe I'm doing this wrong. And so we quit doing what we're doing because, again, we think we're doing it wrong, perhaps causing more damage than good, and so we quit. Of course, at that point, we feel even more hopeless, and even worse because it just feels like we've done something that hasn't worked out for us. Spent a lot of time and effort and it didn't work. Unfortunately, it does work. But we really have to go past these points. And I think also, I have to learn to deal with this in a different way. I think that's a learning process. Because as I'm stepping on this higher rung of feeling better by putting myself in a place where I have the things that would actually make me feel better and the life that would make me feel better. So in a sense, by, you know, putting myself in a feeling phase of having the 3.6 million is putting myself on a happier rung. Now each time I do that, I'm stepping on a higher step that, you know, I'm not used to feeling. So I feel better than I'm used to. Now as that goes on, that's not the last step. You see, as life goes on, I'm going to be reaching for even a higher step, because where I'm stepping now, when I step to my highest step, will eventually become my average. And at that point, of course, maybe even sooner, I'll be reaching for an even higher step. So I'll be going again through the same issues. I'll be happy, happier than I am even now, feeling more happiness, but I can also, at that point, feel anxiety when I step back down. And that's not a fault of the system, I think, in my opinion. Well, that is more probably a fault of my not having learned how to deal with that. See, if I noticed my feelings this morning going down, probably, ideally, and I'm just kind of guessing here and going along and hoping that possibly I'm right, ideally, I should have caught it and reversed it right away by realizing I'm not thinking about something that's making me feel good. So I need to switch again, instantly, immediately, stop what I'm doing, and switch over to something that does make me feel good. In other words, seeing something in my mind's eye that does make me feel good, real or not. I have to switch over, whatever it takes. If it's something that's real that I have that makes me feel good, like the sunny weather, going boating, the fact that the weather is just beautiful and I have time off right now to do kind of whatever I want, But there's lots of good things I could look at. So the idea would be to immediately switch. And sometimes, or even many times, I have done that. But this time I didn't do it. I just slipped and I slid right down the little slide and hit the bottom rung. So I was feeling pretty lousy. Later on I had to take a break and take a rest. And actually I had a nap. And I'm lucky enough right now I was able to have a nap, which helped me a little bit get over that. Other times, you know, I haven't had the opportunity to have a nap, and I had to keep working at whatever I was working on, which sometimes helps also because it actually takes my mind off of that and puts my mind to what I have to do, which is just as good, because the whole point is that the focus has to be changed. So as I put my focus on my work, and then later when that's done, put my focus back on positive things, like the 3.6 million, or like creating a car, or whatever it might be that at the time. So I think it's important to become more sensitive to what's happening, and notice when I'm sliding down. Just one more thing to learn. There's no hurry. We're just going to keep on going.